Brothers and sisters, let's first read two passages of the Bible, please.
首先我们请读罗马书第十二章。
First, Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章，我们读一、二两节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书第十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
好，我们第二处呢，请读，就是我们刚刚所唱的。 这首诗歌主要是根据哥林多后书第五章。The
second passage we will be reading is based upon the hymn, which also is based upon 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章14跟15节。Verses
14 and 15.
哥林多后书第五章14、15节，原来基督的爱激励我们。 因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。Second
Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all. That those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们再有一点祷告。We
now pause here from our scripture reading, and before we start, shall we have a word of prayer, please?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。Lord,
we thank you for your grace.
让我们在主日。 的清晨能够一同聚在你施恩的座前。That
on this Sunday morning we can gather together before your throne of grace.
我们在这里思想你这一个浩大的救恩临到我们这一般不配的人身上。And
here as we are considering this tremendous grace which has come upon us who are so unworthy to receive it.
你是至高神的儿子。
You're the Son of the Most High.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。You
are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
然而，你愿意为着我们这一般本是出于尘土，又要归于尘土的罪人。But
you are willing, to die for us who are sinners, whom came from the dust, and to dust we shall return.
你为我们被挂在木头上。
For us, you were crucified on the cross, on the tree.
你亲自担当世人一切的罪孽。
And you yourself bear all the iniquity of the man of the world.
你叫我们罪能够被你的宝血来洗净。
So that our sins are cleansed by your precious blood.
你叫我们能够重新与神和好。
So that once again we're reconciled to God.
你叫我们能够 不再成为外人，不再成为客旅，不在这世上漂流，没有指望，没有神。Even
though we're no longer strangers and foreigners, no longer sojourners, wandering in the world without hope in this world.
借着你的宝血，你叫我们能够与神和好。And
through your blood that we are now reconciled to God.
我们能够被称为神的儿女，我们被带进神的家中。
And now we're called the children of God. We are brought into the household of God.
这实在都是你一切莫大的恩典。
And this is truly the grace beyond all measure.
我们只有把满心的感谢和敬拜归给你。
We can only offer to you our thanksgiving and our worship from our heart.
当我们一同聚集在你宝座的跟前。
As we come together before your throne,
我们相信主，你再来纪念我们。
We are convinced that Lord, once again you will remember us.
愿你的话从宝座再一次来倾倒，来供应我们。
May your word once again be poured out from your throne to provide for us.
叫我们不管讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都能够一同在你面前蒙恩典。
So that the hearing, the speaking, and the translating will together receive your grace before you.
你的话是我们的灵，是我们的生命。
For your word is our spirit and life.
你要叫你的话在我们的里面成为我们的力量，好叫我们能够在这一个弯曲悖逆的世代里头，我们能够跟随你。
You will cause your word to become our inner strength.So that in this crooked and wicked generation, we will be able to follow you.
我们只有求主把那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, we can ask that you would grant us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们不只能够听见你的话。
So that not only could we hear your word,
我们也能够得着悟性的更新。
But also we could receive the renewing of our understanding.
叫我们能够明白主你那纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
So that we will understand what is your good and perfect and acceptable will.
好叫我们的一生年日都能够为主而活。
So that throughout the days of our life we will live for you.
我们把一切荣耀、敬拜、感谢归给你。
To you we give all the glory, worship, and thanksgiving.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask in thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们实在感谢主的恩典。
We truly thank the Lord for His grace.
我们上一次交通到罗马书。
Last time we fellowship on the book of Romans.
我们提到在罗马书第八章那第七章的末了讲到。
And also we mentioned that in Romans chapter 7 toward the end it says,
我们每一位基督徒呢跟随主一直
Every Christian who follows the Lord.
通常都会面临一个很严肃的问题。
Will eventually encounter this very solemn issue.
就是在罗马书第七章那里讲到呢，我知道我的肉体没有良善。
That's stated in Romans chapter 7 that I know in my flesh there is no good.
因为立志为善由得我。
For willing is present with me.
但是行出来却由不得我。
But doing what is good is not with me.
我们的心中我们喜欢神的律。
In our heart, we do like the law of God.
但是我们的肉体中呢，却有一个倾向，我们有一个犯罪的律在我们的心中。
But in our flesh, we have this tendency, which is the law of sin dwelling within us.
所以我们常常活在一个极其痛苦的当中。
Therefore, we often live in this extremely wretched state.
因为我们所听见的道似乎让我们觉得是这样的高。
Because often we feel the word we listen to is so lofty.
神的旨意在我们的身上是这么样的崇高，让我们好像只能望尘莫及。
And it seems that God's purpose is so high.On us that we simply cannot reach it.
所以在我们的心中好像只有常常在那里叹息。
So in our heart we often have this sighing.
但是我们知道神的救恩不只是让我们在那里叹息而已。
But we know that God's salvation should not make us sighing only.
我们知道罗马书是一卷全备救恩的书。
And we do know that the book of Romans is a book of this complete full salvation.
罗马书在 第三章的时候告诉了我们。
And in Romans chapter 3, we read,
那里讲到不管是犹太人或者是我们这一班外邦人呢，都是在罪恶的底下。
There he tells us that whether you are a Gentile or a Jew, all are under sin.
但是神在他这一边有莫大的恩典。
But on the part of God, he has such great grace.
所以神就设立他的儿子耶稣成为我们的挽回祭。
Therefore, God has set forth His Son to be our propitiation.
乃是凭着耶稣基督的血。
This is by the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着人的信。
Through our faith.
要显明神的义。
To demonstrate the righteousness of God.
神呢，他用宽容的心。
In the forbearance of God.
来宽容我们先前所犯的罪。
God has passed over the sins which were previously committed.
叫人知道神是义。
So that men would understand that God is just.
并且神呢也叫能够叫我们这般相信的人为义。
And also, He is a justifier of everyone who believed Him in faith.
所以很明显呢。一面来说，我们都是罪人。
So apparently, on the one hand, we're all sinners.
但是在神那里有一个完全的预备。
However, in God, He has this full preparation.
并且这个预备是一个白白的恩典。
And also, this preparation is a free grace, completely.
就是叫所有相信耶稣基督的人能够得着拯救。
That is for all who believe in Jesus Christ.Could be saved.
并且当我们蒙拯救的时候
And also, when we are saved,
我们不仅能够与神和好
Not only are we reconciled to God,
过去我们是与神为敌的人
Before, we were enemies with Him.
我们不喜欢神
We did not like God.
神所定规的一切我们都要反对
And also, everything God has destined, we simply oppose.
我想这是一个很明显的例子。
And I believe this is such a clear evidence, an example.
今天在整个世人的当中
So today among the world,
许多人所看为好的事
Many things that people regard good,
实在说来都是与神为敌。
Actually, all these things are against God.
你看今天婚姻的混乱。
Take the, all the chaotic marriage in today's world.
不管在西方在东方
Regardless it's in the West or in the East.
神所定规的乃是一夫一妻
What God has destined is the marriage between one man and one woman.
一个男人一个女人结为一体
So one man and one woman should become one.
但是人在那里用法律要来定规许多违反神所定规的事情。
But today, men through the law, they're trying to do all kinds of things that are contrary to God.
这不仅是在现今的时代。
Not only this exists in today's world.
这个在人一堕落的时候就已经是发生的事情。
It actually happened the very moment when man fell.
但是神告诉我们
However, God does tell us
他宽容人先时所犯的罪
He has passed over the sins which were previously committed
他在耶稣基督里面要带进我们的拯救
And he wants to bring us into the salvation which is in Christ Jesus
不仅拯救我们让我们重新可以与神和好
Not only does he save us so that we could once again be reconciled to God
并且我们还要以神为我们的喜乐
But also we will rejoice in God
这个对一个罪人来说这是好的无比的好消息
Now to a sinner this is already a good news which is beyond measure
这对我们来说我们是一个大好的福音。
To us, this is simply a great glad tiding.
但是对着神来说还不够。
But as to God, it's not enough.
因为神 那纯全善良的旨意乃是要把我们一同带到荣耀里去。
Because the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God is to bring us all together into His glory.
所以罗马书继续启示给我们。
So as the Romans continue to reveal this to us,
我们不能够因着这是一个白白的恩典。
Now, we cannot, because this is such a free grace,
所以我们就活在罪中。
We cannot just live in sin.
像我们过去没有神一样。
Just as what we did when we had no, we did not have God.
今天我们是神所救赎回来的人。
Today we are people redeemed by God.
不仅我们蒙神的赦免拯救。
Not only are we saved and forgiven by God.
我们在神面前得到称义。
But also in His presence we are justified.
什么是称义呢？
So what does it mean?By justification,
主不再看我们为有罪。
That the Lord no longer holds you guilty.
我们这一般罪人，如今因着宝血的洁净，我们在神面前看是对的一个人。
Now we who are sinners cleansed by His precious blood are being seen right before God.
我们在神面前称义。
This is why we're justified by God.
我们不仅因信称义，我们更是在神儿子的里面，我们得到一个复活的生命。
Not only are we justified by faith, but in the Son of God, we also receive this resurrection life.
所以主耶稣说，人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
And this is why the Lord Jesus says, unless one is born from above or born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
重生乃是表明我们从主那里得到一个生命。
Being born again signifies this life which we have received from the Lord.
我们这个生命不同于我们的父母给我们的生命。
And this life is different from the life which we receive from our parents.
父母的生命是从旧造从亚当而来。
The life which your parents give you is from the old creation, from the old Adam.
重生的生命乃是从神，从主耶稣基督而来。
But this born again life is from God, from the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一个生命要把耶稣基督神那一个荣耀、公义、圣洁、慈爱的生命表明出来。
This life will make manifest that righteous, holy, and loving, and holy life.Which is from Jesus Christ, given by God.
并且这一个生命是世人所不能认识的。
And also, this is the life which the world does not understand.
今天许多的世上的人以为基督徒啊能够做好事。
Today in this world, so many people think a Christian could do good.
基督徒做好人。
And Christians are good people.
他们办很多慈善的事业。
And they have performed so many charitable deeds.
他们的生活效法当时的耶稣。
And they live a life imitating the Jesus in old days.
他的慈爱，他的牺牲啊，他为我们世人钉死在十字架上面。
Such as his Jesus sacrificed his loving kindness, and that Jesus died on the cross for us.
这些都是一个外面的观察。
Now all these are outward observation.
这一些不是啊一个人在人看来一个道德的表现。
All these are but a manifestation of your morality.
这是一个复活的生命临到一个罪人的身上。
And but This is actually, this is a risen life, resurrection life, which has come to sinners.
主耶稣是没有罪的。
Our Lord knows no sin.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他在肉身当中，他不能够把他的生命赐给我们。
In his flesh, he could not dispense his life to us.
但是当他被钉死在十字架的时候，
But when he was crucified on the cross,
他被埋葬。
After he was buried,
他三天从死里复活。
After he rose 3 days later from the death,
他就能够把他的生命分赐给我们这一般相信的人身上。
He is able to dispense all his life to all of us who believe him.
这就是他在约翰福音告诉我们。
And this is what our Lord said in the Gospel according to John.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了。
Unless a grain of wheat dies and falls into the ground,
就不能结出许多的籽粒来。
It cannot bear much fruit.
今天这一粒麦子。
Today, this grain of wheat.
就是我们的主耶稣，他被埋在地上。
It's our Lord Jesus who is buried.
当他从死里复活的时候。
But when he rose again from the dead,
这一粒麦就能够结出许多的籽粒。
The very grain of wheat is able to bear much fruit.
就是靠着这一个复活的生命。
And it is by this risen life.
我们能够行出神所要我们的正义，圣洁公义。
And we are able to work out this holiness and righteousness demanded by God.
也能够把神的慈爱表明在世人的中间。
And then we are able to make manifest God's loving kindness in the world.
今天许多的事情告诉我们。
Now today many things have told us.
今天在许多的宗教里头。
Among so many religions.
一直在那里强调人要怎样的行善，怎样的表现出一个人该有好的道德。
Other religions continue to emphasize that men have to do good and you have to have high morals.
但是罗马书在这里告诉我们。
However, Romans teaches here.
人是没有救药的。
Man is simply incurable.
除非你得到这一个复活的生命。
Unless you have first received this risen life.
这一个复活的生命才能够帮助我们进入神命定中那一个真正人所该有的光景。
Because this is through this risen life that you will be able to enter into the kind of state condition that God has predestined for you.
所以到了罗马书第七章的时候，在保罗心的深处也有同样的叹息。
This is why when we come to Romans 7, we see that Paul has the same kind of sighing within the heart.
我知道我的肉体中没有良善。
He groaned, saying that I know nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh.
因为立志为善由得我。
And because willing is present with me.
只是行出来由不得我。
But doing what is good is not with me.
我真是苦啊。
Oh, what a wretched man that I am.
谁能救我脱离这必死的身体呢？
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
但是他在那里有一个得胜的宣告。
But however, at that point, he also has declared this overcoming proclamation.
在耶稣基督里就能。
That is in Christ Jesus, he's able to do it.
因为基督的生命在我们里面。
And this is because the life of Christ dwells in us.
这里有一个生命圣灵的律。
Here we see this law of life of the Holy Spirit.
能够胜过罪和死亡的律。
Which can overcome this law of sin and death.
所以我们只要能够靠着这个生命圣灵的律生活的时候。
So as long as we learn to live by this law of the Spirit and life,
我们就能够胜过罪和死的律。
We are able to overcome this law of death and sin.
这是一个极大的福音。
This is a tremendous glad tidings for all of us.
并且这才有可能叫我们这般本是亚当的族类。
Only through doing this way that all of us who were originally the descendants of Adam,
我们才能够成圣。
Could we be sanctified.
我们才有可能被磨成神儿子的形象。
For us to be possible to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我们才有可能叫主在我们身上得到荣耀。
Only doing this way is possible for us that we would glorify God.
什么是荣耀呢？
So what is glory?
荣耀乃是神儿子的生命在我们的身上彰显。
Glory is when the life of the Son of God is manifest in us.
因为宇宙中至高的荣耀就是神自己的发表。
Because the highest glory in the whole universe is simply the manifestation of God Himself.
当神的儿子的性情在我们这一班啊不荣耀的人身上能够彰显出来的时候，那真是一个极大的荣耀。
When the very attributes of the Son of God are able to be seen in us who have no such glory at all, truly this is called glory.
所以保罗把这个全备的福音从我们是怎样一个光景，一直要把我们带到那神永定的荣耀的心意里头，在罗马书一到八章里头全部向我们显明。
So in Romans chapter 1 through 8, we see that it tells us who we were without such glory and what God is going to do to bring us into that glory predestined for all of us.
我们读到这些话，我们是在心中满了激励。
So reading all these chapters, our hearts for sure are being stirred up.
并且好像给我们一个很清楚的路，我们应当怎么走。
And also, all these chapters seem to point a very clear way in which we should walk.
当我们来到罗马书第十二章的时候
，Now when we come to Romans chapter 12,
保罗似乎在这里就把他在前面所讲的这些真理
，It seems that at this point, as to all the truths which Paul has expounded in previous chapters,
开始把第一个最重要的点向我们开启出来。
Paul is revealing this first and foremost point to all of us.
乃是讲到在我们要开始走这一条跟随主属灵的道路。
He is saying that at the very moment that we are about to walk in the spiritual pilgrimage to follow the Lord,
第一件事情乃是先奉献自己。
The first thing is to consecrate yourself.
我想罗马书第十二章一到二节，弟兄们常常在这里交通。
I believe, I know that many brothers have shared on the first two verses of chapter 12 of Romans.
我们也听了许多
，and we've heard so much on this message.
但是我个人觉得，我们需要彼此常常提醒。
But I personally feel we do need to encourage one another.
因为
to remind each other.
奉献这件事情
，because as to the very matter of consecration.
实在说来是关乎我们整个属灵啊生命成长一个极关键的事。
Practically speaking, this is the pivotal point as to our spiritual growth.
我们很多时候常常觉得我们跟随主没有力量跟得上去。
Many times we feel we are so weak not being able to follow the Lord.
我们觉得许多的话听起来实在是太高太遥远。
And we just feel all these words are so far away, so lofty.
我个人觉得说为什么会有这样的情形
？And I personally feel, as I consider why these conditions happen.
因为我们在奉献的事上出了问题。
And it is because of this very issue of consecration, which has not been done correctly.
以至于我们在跟随主的路上，我们就没有办法有那个能力跟得上去。
So that in this way of following the Lord, we simply cannot keep up.
所以我们愿意早晨继续啊再来交通奉献这一件事情。
So this morning I would like to continue to fellowship on this very theme of consecration.
我们上个礼拜有 Isaac 啊这个年轻的弟兄来在这里受浸。
Last week our young brother Isaac was baptized here.
我也愿意借着奉献这件事情。
And also through this very theme of consecration.
来鼓励我们年轻的弟兄们。
I would like to encourage all of young brothers and sisters.
当我们开始信主，要来跟随主走这一条属灵的道路。
When we begin to follow the Lord after we believe in Him and to walk in the spiritual journey.
奉献是一件极关紧要的事。
Now, consecration is such a vital matter.
有弟兄告诉我们。
Some brothers have told us.
奉献是一个基督徒第一个属灵的经历。
Consecration is the very first spiritual experience of Christians.
也是我们基督徒一生跟随主最后一个属灵的经历。
And also is the very last spiritual experience for Christians who follow him.
那我们开始来看奉献这一件事。
So let's now consider this very thing of consecration.
他这里说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Here Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
保罗在罗马书第一章一到八节讲到这一个全备的救恩是何等的完全。
In Romans chapter 1 verses 1 through 8, Paul has talked about how full this salvation is.
并且讲到第八章的时候，把那个神在我们人身上所要成全那个荣耀的心意讲到了最高峰。
And in chapter 8, Paul has reached the climax of God's most glorious high purpose for all of us.
并且在这一件事上，圣灵、圣父、圣子一同在我们每一个蒙恩得救的人身上工作。
And also, in this very matter, it is God the Heavenly Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They work together to work out the salvation for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要极其严肃地来看我们蒙拯救这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, let's all consider our salvation very seriously.
不错，我们所得着的救恩是一个白白的恩典。
Indeed, the salvation we receive is a free one.
但是不要把白白的恩典看作是一个很便宜的东西。
But never consider your salvation though free but cheap.
在神这一面，他必须叫他的儿子付上他极重生命的代价。
On the part of God, he has to cause his son to pay this extremely cost, precious cost that is to die for us.
这不是一个白白的恩典。
So this is not a free grace.
这是神完全为我们的付出。
Instead, this is a complete giving of God himself to us.
但是神拯救我们不单单只是叫我们从罪恶的污泥中拯救出来而已。
But when God saves us, He not only has He saved us out of this miry clay from sin.
所以神在圣经上许多的地方也告诉我们，他救我们，用圣招招我们。
But also throughout the Bible, in many places, God has indicated that.He saved us and called us with a holy calling.
乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。
According to his purpose and his grace.
换句话说，神救我们，乃是按着他的旨意，然后用恩典来拯救我们。
In another word, God has saved us according to his purpose and through his grace.
那他的旨意，就是神在永世以前定一个荣耀的心意在他的心中。
Now this his purpose is this glorious intent before the foundation of the world which he has purposed in his heart.
所以他用他的恩典，白白的恩典，把我们从罪恶中救出来的时候。
So through his free grace, he has saved us from sin.
他来呼召我们。
Then he comes to call of us.
呼召呢，在原文的意思有一个意思呢，乃是一个邀请。
Calling in its original language has this one meaning, which means to invite.
神不勉强我们。
God has never forced himself on us.
但是他用他极大的恩典临到我们身上的时候，巴不得这个爱能够激励我们的心，答应这个呼召。
But when his tremendous grace has come of us,he wishes that we would accept this invitation responding to his love.
所以保罗在这里能够体恤神的心呢，他说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲来劝你们。
Therefore, Paul at this point being able to empathize with God's heart, saying that, I beseech you therefore, brethren,
他说要把你们的身体献上当作活祭。
By the mercies of God that you present your body as a living sacrifice.
我们知道呢，在旧约的时代。
We know that in Old Testament time.
在以色列人中间呢，他们祭司每一天早晨跟黄昏的时候要献上一只羊羔。
Among Israelites, every day, the priests would offer a lamb in the morning and at twilight.
早晨一只，下午一只呢，24小时，这个燔祭呢就不断在那里焚烧。
One in the morning, one at twilight in the evening, and 24 hours a day, the fire continues to burn all the sacrifices.
叫人可以来亲近神。
So that God has provided a way for man to come to draw near to Him.
叫人与神之间呢能够有一个交通。
So that between God and man there would be this fellowship.
那这里呢，保罗就把这一幅图画呢，似乎来告诉我们。
And here Paul seems to present us with this picture.
今天不是我们每一个人把自己像羊羔一样被宰杀，然后用火来焚烧。
Today we do not present ourselves as lambs being slaughtered and being burned on the altar.
这里呢，讲到是一个活祭。
What Paul says here is a living sacrifice.
我们在地上仍然在那里过生活。
On earth, we continue to live our own life.
但是我们就像一个祭物一样。
But we are just like a sacrifice.
让我们能够把自己完全的摆在祭坛上。
We should be able to present ourselves as a sacrifice completely offered on the altar.
让神在我们的身上有主权。
Being offered to God so that God has all His authority and on all of us.
所以在这里讲到一个身体的献上。
So here we speak of God's sovereignty. We speak of the offering of a person's body.
把我们全人献给主。
We present ourselves, the whole being being offered to Him.
那这个是什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
我们的身体代表我们的一切。
Our bodies represent all our being, everything we have.
不只是今天很多人呢常常提到说一想到奉献的时候我们就奉献要做传道人。
Now, not as what people often think, whenever they think of consecration, they're thinking of being totally dedicated to become a preacher.
或者我记得我在台湾的时候跟我朋友们传福音。
I recall that once when I was in Taiwan, I was sharing the gospel with my friends.
我有一个朋友呢，第一个想到就说，那我成为基督徒，我每个礼拜去聚会的时候我要奉献多少钱。
And the very first question that came into this person was that, well, if I become a Christian, how much should I contribute each day, Sunday when I go to church?
这似乎是他最关心的一件事情。
This seems to be the most important thing that he was concerned about.
但是圣经给我们看见呢，神并不是要这些。
But the Bible shows us that God does not want any of these.
神在这里很清楚告诉我们，你们要把身体献上，当作活祭。
It's being said so clearly here. God said, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice."
你们在地上仍然过着生活。
You on earth continue to live your own life.
但是有一件事情，你们要完全的奉献。
But one thing you have to offer to God completely.
奉献什么呢？
What is that you need to offer to Him?
就像一个祭物完全摆在祭坛上一样。
Just as this is a sacrifice being put on the altar completely.
祭物摆在祭坛上是任火在那里焚烧。
When a sacrifice being put on an altar is to allow this fire to burn it completely.
换句话说，把我们所有的主权交给主。
In other words, we simply give all our rights or autonomy to our Lord.
主在我们身上有绝对的主权。
So God has this absolute sovereignty over us.
不是我在地上仍然以我为主。
It's not that we live on earth still self-centered.
乃是主他在我身上有绝对的主权。
But our Lord in us has this absolute sovereignty.
那这个就是在这里讲到的一个奉献。
And this is what Paul says here about the consecration.
然后他这里讲到是一个圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And also he says this is holy, acceptable to God.
什么叫圣洁呢？
So what is holy?
圣洁乃是一个分别出来，完全归给神。
Holy is to set apart completely unto God.
圣洁跟地上啊，一切是有一个分别的。
Holy means to be separate from that which is in this world.
我们今天在地上过生活，都是凭着我自己怎么想，就怎么样过生活。
Today, as we live on earth, we simply do whatever we pleases us.
但是，我如果是一个奉献给神的人。
But if I am a person who dedicates him or herself to God,
我把我自己分别出来。
So I will set myself apart.
我归给神。
Unto God.
这是圣洁的。
This is holiness.
因为神他是一个圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
神不是像我们世人所想象的，跟世上一切的人事物一样的。
God is not a God as we think. It's just the same as the man, the matters, the things of this world.
神乃是把他自己完全分别出来。
Instead, God has set himself totally apart.
所以我们啊，不仅是这样的奉献是一个圣洁，并且是神所喜悦。
So, not only should we consecrate ourselves in such a way to be holy, to be acceptable to Him, to God,
并且是讨神喜悦。
But also, we should please Him.
保罗在他的一生当中呢，他在哥林多前书那里讲到，他一生呢，只有一个目的，就是要讨主的喜悦。
In the whole life of Paul, as indicated in 1 Corinthians, in all his life, there is only one aim, that is to please God.
因为他告诉我们呢，将来我们到主面前，主的审判台前呢，我们要受报。
Because he said that later on, when we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, each one of us will be recompensed.
那当然，这一个审判不是白色大宝座的审判。
Of course, this judgment at the seat of Christ is not a great white throne judgment.
这是神家里的审判。
This is a judgment within the house of God.
这是一个得奖赏的审判。
This is the judgment to decide whether you receive rewards.
神告保罗说呢，他一生就是追求一个很重要的目的呢。
And Paul says this to us, that throughout his life, there is only one goal that he pursues after, which is to please God.
所以在这里就告诉我们呢，啊，这是一个讨神喜悦最好的一个办法。
And here the verses indicate to us one of the very best way to please your God is to do this, consecrate yourself.
所以我们啊，从这一段话里头
So from this passage,
我们就可以看见呢，一个基督徒在一生开始的时候，我们开始走属灵的道路，我们就需要学习过一个奉献的生活。
That at the very beginning of a Christian's life, that this person needs to learn to consecrate him or herself to follow the Lord.
这个奉献呢，是对着每一个人。
This consecration is meant for everyone.
所以他这里讲到你们如此侍奉。
Therefore, the verse says, that in such a way you serve.
是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable service or spiritual worship service.
这里告诉我们呢，每一个基督徒都应当奉献。
So here the verse tells us that every Christian needs to consecrate himself.
也许我用一些例子，弟兄姊妹可以慢慢明白。
Maybe if I use some examples, brothers and sisters will come to this point gradually.
我们看主耶稣来到地上。
Think of our Lord Jesus when He came to this world.
圣经告诉我们，主内他是与神同等的。
The Bible teaches that our Lord existed in the form of God, being equal with God.
换句话说，就这三一神来说呢，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是同一个地位。
So in terms of the Triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, they hold an equal position.
然而，我们的主耶稣愿意降卑他自己。
However, our Lord Jesus was willing to humble himself.
他谦卑成为人的样子。
He humbled himself to come in the form of a man.
并且顺服父神的旨意呢。为我们死在十字架上。
And also, he obeyed the Father God's will to die on the cross for us.
他在地上，他曾经告诉我们。
And on earth, once he said this to us.
他说：“我看见父所做的，我才做。”
He said that I only do things that I have seen the Father does.
我听见父所说的，我才说。
I only say things.After I have heard what the Father said,
父的旨意，父能够完全在主的身上调度他的一切。
Therefore, the Father is able to do whatever pleases Him in our Lord Jesus Christ.
主是神自己。
Because our Lord is God Himself.
他可以彰显许多的神迹来显扬他自己。
Our Lord could have done so many miracles to show himself off to the world.
但是主从来没有这样做。
However, our Lord never did so.
他所做的一切都要叫父得荣耀。
Everything he did is simply to glorify God the Father.
我们就可以看见主完全没有自己的主权。
Therefore, we see here our Lord had no autonomy or any right of his own.
他把自己的主权交给
He had already given his own autonomy to the Father.
甚至他要上十字架的时候，
Even at the moment when he was about to be crucified.
他在克西马利园讲道。
At the Garden of Gethsemane, he mentioned.
他说：“父啊，倘若可行。”
Father, if it's possible.
请你把这一杯挪去。
Move this cup from me.
但是不要按着我的旨意，乃是按着你的旨意而
行。But not as I will, but as you will.
我们的主，他有那个主权。
Our Lord did have this autonomy.
但是他把主权交给主。
But he gave this very autonomy to his Father.
这是一个完全的奉献。
So this is an example of a complete consecration.
我们也可以思想到。
And also we can consider this.
在新约的圣经里头，保罗他自己也是一个榜样。
In the New Testament scriptures, Paul himself serves as an example.
保罗呢，他在这些王的面前，他做一个见证。
Before all the kings, Paul bore this witness.
他从来没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Paul never disobeyed the heavenly vision.
当他看见主耶稣对他的呼召之后，
When he saw this calling from the Lord Jesus Christ,
他一生的侍奉跟随完全是根据主这个意象。
All his service, all his following throughout his life of our Lord was simply based upon this very vision.
虽然保罗在地上许多的奔跑，
Even though Paul toiled and ran different places on earth,
但是他却愿意 完全服在圣灵的掌管底下。
But he was willing to subject himself entirely under the Holy Spirit.
他一生在他的书信里面总是告诉我们，他是耶稣基督的奴仆。
Now throughout all Paul's epistles, he always called himself the bond slave of Lord Jesus Christ.
一个奴仆是没有任何地位跟主权的。
A bond slave has no rights and no position whatsoever.
他乃是愿意完全听主的话。
Paul was willing to listen to the word of the Lord completely.
我想在座如果年纪大一点的人。
Now, among us who are a bit aged,
在古代的时候，在我们的家中，
in old days, in our places, in our homes,
我们都有请一些仆人，
we would hire certain servants.
然后这些仆人呢，实在是非常的听话，
and all these servants were very obedient.
我记得我在我爷爷家的时候，小时候。
I remember when I was young at my grandfather's house.
我爷爷呢，他是一个算是一个不是大地主呢，也是一个中型的一个地主。
My grandpa was a wealthy landowner, maybe not that big, but pretty much of a holding a small medium-sized land.
家中有许多的长工。
So he always had servants who worked for him throughout the days in his house.
在田里面帮忙的。
They would help in the field.
这些人呢，非常的殷勤。
And all these servants were very diligent.
他们的特点呢，就是非常的听话。
The most striking characteristics of these servants is they also always obeyed.
我爷爷、我舅舅他们吩咐这些长工做什么事呢？他们都很殷勤的在那里做。
Whatever my grandpa or my uncle told them to do, all these servants who work in their house all year around always paid heed to.
保罗呢，在主的手中，他就是把自己描述成他是一个奴仆。
And also, this is how Paul described himself as a bond slave in the hand of the Lord.
他把他的主权交给主的一个人。
He is the very one who has already given his own autonomy to the Lord.
这是一个奉献的人。
And this is the man who has consecrated himself.
在福音书呢，也有几个例子。
And also, in the gospel books, we could also find few examples.
记不记得主耶稣碰到一个财主
？Do you recall that the Lord once encountered a wealthy person, the landowner?
他不仅是一个财主呢，他是一个年轻的官。
Not only was he rich, but he was also a young ruler.
这是在马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to Mark 10. Recorded there.
有在十七节那里讲到说呢。当主耶稣在路上行走的时候，有一个人跑到主面前，并且跪在主的面前。
Verse 17. Now, as Jesus was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him.
他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生呢？”
And asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?"
耶稣对他说：“你为什么称为我良善？”
So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good?"
因为除了神以外，没有一个是良善。
No one is good but one, that is God.
然后接下来，主耶稣就跟他讲说：“诫命你自晓得，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，也不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。”然后他对耶稣说：“这一切我从小。”都遵守了。
Jesus continues to say, "You know the commandments: Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And the young ruler answered and said, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth."
你知道主耶稣把十诫带出来。
You know here the Lord brought forth the Ten Commandments.
十诫前四个诫呢是对着神。
The first four commandments are pointed to God.
后面四个诫呢，六个诫是对着人。
The last six commandments are for man.
主耶稣在这里先把对人这一部分告诉他。
So here the Lord Jesus first told this young ruler about commandments which are pointed to man.
感谢主，这个年轻的官从小在一个好的教育底下，他对着人这一方面完全都守住了。
Praise the Lord that this young ruler, because he has such a good upbringing, he was able to keep all these commandments.
好，主听了很高兴。
So our Lord was very pleased upon hearing this.
并且圣经告诉我们，主就爱这个人。
And as the scripture says, the Lord loved him.
主呢，要把后面那十诫呢，再往前带呢。带到前面对着神这一部分。
And at this point, our Lord was bringing the last legs of the commandment forward to those directed toward God.
他说呢，你还缺少一样。
Here the Lord says, one thing you lack.
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，然后有财宝在天上，你来跟从。
So whatever you have, give to the poor, then you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me.
这个财主没办法。
So this rich person couldn't do it.
我想呢，不仅他没办法。
And I believe, not only is he unable to do so,
今天恐怕我们也没办法。
But also today, to all of us, for all of us, we cannot do it either.
但是到了二十八节。
But here, when we jump down to verse 28,
彼得呢对主耶稣说
，Then Peter began to say to Jesus,
他说：“看啊，我们已经撇下所有的，跟从了你。
”See, we have left all and followed you.
主耶稣就对他们说呢：“我实实在在告诉你们。
”So Jesus answering said, "Assuredly, I say to you."
人为我和福音撇下房屋或者弟兄姊妹父母儿女田地没有不在今世得百倍就是房屋弟兄姊妹母亲儿女田地并且要受逼迫在来世必得永生然而有许多在前的将要在后在后的将要在前。
But surely I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels, who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters, mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
这里告诉我们，彼得跟这些许多使徒们呢，他们撇下他们所有的来跟随主。
Here the passage indicates that Peter and all those who follow the Lord had already left all to follow our Lord.
那今天我们所讲的奉献，是不是我们也是一样撇下所有的一切来跟随主呢？
Is this what we're talking about, consecration, that we should leave all and follow the Lord in such a manner?
我个人的领会呢，在保罗这里所讲的还不是指着这些说的。
My personal take is that what Paul says is not this kind of consecration.
主呢，在这里乃是要求我们把我们的主权交给主。
Here the Lord is simply inviting us to hand over our autonomy to Him.
主呢，仍然让我们拥有房子。
The Lord continues to allow us to have houses.
我们有妻子、儿女、父母。
To have wives or our children or parents.
我们有车子，我们有许多东西主让我们享受。
To own cars, to have so many things that we could enjoy, which the Lord has provided for us.
但是不要忘记，这些都是主赏赐给我们。
But don't we ever forget that this is all being bestowed upon us as gifts.
主要我们成为这些事的好管家。
And the Lord wants us to be a good steward of all these things.
当主有需要的时候
，When our Lord has necessity，
我们能够毫无保留的把它交给主。
And then at that moment, without any reservation, we simply delivered it all up to him.
主乐意把，比如说一栋上好大的房子赐给我们。
For example, it might please the Lord to give us such a great, wonderful mansion to us.
但是当主有需要用它的时候，我们是不是乐意开放？
But if our Lord has a need to ask us to open our house to be used by God, and are we willing to do so?
主赐给我们许多的智慧、聪明。
God also has given us so much wisdom and intelligence.
主也赐给我们好的工作。
He has given us a good job.
主给我们能够赚许多的钱。
And also, he has enabled us to make much money.
我们是一头就栽到那里头去呢，还是我们的心思仍然向着主？
Do we just plunge ourselves into all these, or our mind, our heart are still toward God?
当主需要我来服侍他的时候，
When the Lord needs us to serve him,
当主要我在聚会里头来与他亲近的时候，
When the Lord wants me to draw close to him in the assembly,
我是在主面前呢，还是我栽在这里头？
Are we still in the presence of the Lord, or have we already plunged ourselves in all these things?
这就是看我们有没有一个奉献。
It all depends if you have consecrated yourself.
主今天没有把我们要求我们撇下一切来跟随主。
Today the Lord does not demand that we should cast off everything we own to follow him.
当然在历史上我们看到许多圣徒，
of course,
他们确实是这样做。
In the history, there are many saints who did this.
你比方讲上个礼拜韩弟兄所提到的这一位英国的弟兄叫 C.T. Studd。
For example, in last Sunday, our brother Han mentioned this British brother,C.T. Studd.
他是在英国非常有名的一个曲棍球 cricket 的一个球员。
He was a very famous cricket player in England.
在英国是全国家喻户晓。
And in England, he is just a name known to everyone.
不仅如此呢，他是一个公爵的儿子。
Not only so, he is a son of a count.
A lord. 他呢，家财万贯。
He was simply a rich beyond a comparison.
在他那个时代呢，他已经大学毕业，他承受父亲的产业是300万的英镑。
In his days, he's already inherited this rich wealth, millions and millions of British pounds.
但是当主呼召他到中国去传福音的时候，
But when the Lord called him to preach in the mainland China,
我们的弟兄呢，在他的传记告诉我们，
And as it stated in our brother's biography,
他每天读圣经呢，是为着寻求神的诫命。
Every day when he studied the word of God,He had this intent to look for the commandments of God.
当主呼召他到中国去传福音的时候，
When God called him to mainland China to preach the gospel,
他第一件事情，
The very first thing,
跟他的太太两个人，
He did was together with his wife,
把他所有的家产全部捐给穷人。
He simply donated all his wealth possessions to the poor.
300万的英镑全部捐出去了。
It's upward of millions of pounds he gave them away.
然后两手清风呢，跟着他太太两个人一同到中国内地会去服侍中国人。
And with empty hands, he and his wife simply went to mainland China to serve the Chinese in the mainland mission.
所以我们看见在历史上确实有许多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
So throughout the history, we do see that all these brothers and sisters who love the Lord so dearly.
他们完全把自己奉献给主。
And they have consecrated themselves completely to the Lord.
但是主在他身上有特别的恩典。
And this is because on their part, the Lord had special measure of grace.
今天主在我们身上所要求的奉献。
Now today on our part, the kind of consecration that the Lord demands.
当我们开始愿意过这个奉献的生活的时候。
At the time when we are willing to live this consecrated life.
神在我们生命中就会开始做一个度量扩充的工作。
God is able to do this work to enlarge the stature of our life.
过去我们不能给的。
It used to be that we're not able to give.
我们靠着主的恩典，我们能够给。
Now, by the grace of God, we are able to give.
主就会加更多的给我们。
And the Lord will give even more to us.
这是一个奇妙属灵的经历。
And this is such a wonderful, amazing spiritual experience.
过去我们不能交出去的。
The things in the past we could not hand it over.
靠着主的爱，我们能够交出去。
Now, by the Lord's love, we are able to give it out.
我们就能够经历到主自己更多的信实。
And in doing so, we are able to experience more of our Lord's faithfulness.
主，他圣灵在我们身上就能够更多的带领我们。
And the Lord's Holy Spirit will be able to lead us more in us.
这是在我们身上一个属灵重要的一个经历，让我们的生命可以跟着主。开始一直往前去。
This is such an important spiritual experience in us. We have to have this experience to be able to move forward with Him.
如果我们不在奉献这件事上开始向着主心敞开的话，
If our hearts are not open toward our Lord in this very matter of consecration to Him,
我们仍然活在自己的里面。
We will continue to live within ourselves.
我仍然抓住我所要抓的。
I will continue to hold fast to that which I want to.
我仍然守住我自己所认为好的。
I will continue to grasp whatever I feel good for me.
主在我们身上，他没有路可走。
And the Lord has no way of working in us.
这在我们属灵生命上是一个极大的亏损。
And this will be a tremendous spiritual loss on our part.
所以最后他在这里讲说，你们如此侍奉是理所当然。
And lastly here Paul says, which is your reasonable service?
奉献是一个侍奉。
Consecration is a service.
主是一个荣耀的神。
And our Lord is the glorious God.
主他今天把这一个侍奉赏赐给我们。
Today the Lord has given this service to us.
这是一个荣耀的恩典。
And this is a glorious grace itself.
很多时候我们刚信主的时候。
So many times when we first believe in the Lord.
我们确实有一颗心要来侍奉主。
We do have this heart to serve our Lord.
我们愿意为教会做这个做那个。
We're willing to do this and that for the church.
有这一个牺牲，有这个摆上。
We're willing to make this sacrifice. We're willing to offer this part of myself to the church.
但是主在这里却告诉我们。
But here the Lord says,
先把你自己奉献。
First, consecrate yourself.
这是主所最看重的一个侍奉。
This is the very service that our Lord regards most important.
还不是你为我做这个。
It doesn't matter what things you have done for the Lord.
还不是你为我奉献这一个。
The Lord does not regard the things which you have consecrated to Him.
我不是要得你的东西。
The Lord does not want to gain your stuff.
我要得你的心。
The Lord wants to gain your heart.
你才有属灵生命长进的可能。
Only so is it possible for you to have this spiritual growth.
这里告诉我们，如此的侍奉才是理所当然。
And here the verse says, "Which is your reasonable service?"
侍奉在原文的意思，另外有一个意思。
Service has another meaning in its original language.
敬拜。
That is worship.
我们 把我们奉献给主是一个敬拜。
When we consecrate ourselves to God, this is a type of worship.
敬拜不是我们来这里唱几首诗歌摇摇摆摆就是一个敬拜。
Worshipping is not for you just to come here to sing few hymns and swing your body.
敬拜乃是告诉神说主啊你配得。
To worship God simply means that telling this to him, Lord, you are worthy.
Worship 原来的意思就是 worthy.
Worship in its original meaning is worthy.
主啊我把自己奉献给你是你配得的。
Lord, I now consecrate myself to you because worthy are you.
主我今天为你在地上打扫是你配得的。
Lord, today I sweep the floor for you on earth because worthy are you to receive it.
主，你今天叫我做一件卑微的事情。
Lord, today if you ask me to do some lowly things,
是你配得的。
It is all because worthy are you to call me to do this.
今天很多人出来服侍主或者我们为主做一件事情，总觉得我们是给主面子。
Today, so many people come out to serve the Lord, or when we do certain things for the Lord, we feel we are giving God some honor.
你看我在世上多有成就。
See how achieved I am in this world.
我今天撇下了一切。
Now today I have put aside all these things.
我来服侍主。
To come to serve the Lord.
给主有多大的面子。
What an honor I have given him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是很可怜的想法。
This is such a pitiable thinking.
主是一位荣耀的神。
God is the glorious God.
他需要我们吗？
Does he need us?
今天他给我们服侍的机会。
Today he has given us this opportunity to serve him.
是他高抬了我们。
It's all because he has lifted us up.
他最终的目的乃是要我们更多的生命长大，能够认识他。
In the end, his intent is for us to grow spiritually so that we could come to know him.
没有其他的办法。
There's no other way to achieve this goal.
除非我们把自己完全奉献。
Unless we first.Completely, wholeheartedly, consecrate ourselves to Him.
这样我们服侍主就真是能够像保罗的态度。
Only in such manner could we serve our Lord with the same kind of attitude that Paul had.
我们不过是耶稣基督的仆人。
Simply that we are His bond slaves.
所以但愿我们从今开始都能够学习是一个奉献的人。
If only that, starting from today, we are all those people who learn to consecrate ourselves to Him.
奉献不是一次就完成。
This consecration is never one job only, one time only.
乃是一个每一天的工作。
Instead, it's a daily task.
我们要承认我们自己是爱我们自己的。
We have to admit that we love ourselves.
我们不愿意把自己奉献给主。
And we do not want to consecrate ourselves to Him.
但是当我们每一天清早起来，我们在主面前，我们愿意说主，我奉献给你。
But every morning when we wake up in His presence, we say this to Him, Lord, we're willing to consecrate ourselves to You.
主就能够工作在我们的身上。
And with this willing ness of heart, the Lord is able to work in us.
今天我抓得紧紧的东西。
Today, the things that I gripped so tightly.
主的爱能够激励我们。
The Lord's heart is able to stir us.
叫我们把它奉献给主。
So that we'll be able to offer it to God.
这样我们就能够开始经历到主那一个信实。
In this manner, we will start experiencing our Lord's faithfulness.
这样我们属灵的生命就能够与主一同往前去。
And our spiritual life can move forward together with our Lord.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank the Lord for His grace.
这是我们明白了所有一切救恩的这些 主所为我们预备了之后
After we have understood all that prepared by the Lord in His salvation,
我们开始来走主的道路
We now start our spiritual journey with Him
to walk in His way.
Now, this is the very first thing we need to do.
再说，不是人事物，我们在那里做，为着主。
Again, I say this. It's not we do things, things for man, do certain matters or things.
乃是先把我们自己，把我们的心奉献给主。
Instead, first and foremost, to consecrate, give your heart to Him.
主，他丰富的恩典就要一直让我们。能够经历他开我们属灵的眼睛。
The Lord will enable us to continue to experience Him, to open our spiritual eyes by His abundant grace.
好，我们只能停在这里，我们再有一点祷告。
Okay, we have to conclude our sharing here, and shall we have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你实在是这一位奇妙的神。
Truly, you are this wonderful God.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your way is high above our ways.
你的意念高过我们的意念。
And your thought is high above ours.
但是你乐意把你自己启示给我们。
But it is your good pleasure that you want to reveal yourself to us.
你也把你的路启示给我们。
To reveal your path to us.
哦，主啊，但愿圣灵向我们说话。
Oh Lord, may the Holy Spirit speak to us.
在我们心中说那奇妙的恩言。
Speak the word of grace, the wonderful word of grace in our hearts.
让我们这一般领受你丰富的恩典的人。
So that all of us who have received your abundant grace.
能够把我们自己献上当作活祭。
We'll be able to offer ourselves, present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁，是你所喜悦的。
Holy acceptable to you.
实在不是我们有什么好。
It's not that there is any good in us.
乃是耶稣基督在我们的里面。
But Christ Jesus in us.
叫我们能够在你面前蒙悦纳。
Who enables us to be acceptable to you?
让我们也知道，在你一切都是恩典。
Let us also know, everything from you is grace.
即使我们能够奉献，也不过都是你的恩典领导我们这般不配的人。
As to the very matter that we are able to consecrate ourselves to you, is also because your grace that has come upon us who are so unworthy.
但愿你的话来开启我们的心。
If your word would open our hearts,
人所能表达的非常有限。
That man can really express is so limited.
但愿这一位无限的神、无限的圣灵在我们的心中来教导我们。
If only this infinite, boundless God teaches us in our hearts.
让我们都能够成为一个奉献的人。
So that all of us could become people who consecrated themselves to Him.
我们要承认我们在你面前。
We have to admit that before you.
实在有许多的亏欠。
We have so much offense.
我们领受你许多的恩典。
We have received so much of your grace.
这些恩典不过是停留在我们身上而已。
However, this grace only lingers in us.
不能叫众人因主而得荣耀。
And we're not able to help people to glorify you because of your grace.
主，我们求你啊，再一次怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, have mercy once again on all of us.
愿啊，这一颗奉献的心再一次摆在我们的里面。
Place this heart of consecration once again in our hearts.
让我们能够把自己完全交在主你自己的手中。
So that completely we will give ourselves into your hand.
成为一个活祭。
To become a living sacrifice.
让主你自己来调配。
So that we will at your disposal.
让我们能够被制造成为你手中的工作。
So that we will become the handiwork of your hand.
是在耶稣基督里所做的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
好叫我们能够行善。
That we should walk in the good.
就是你在创世以前要我们所行的。
Which you prepared before the foundation of the world, that we should walk in it.
愿一切荣耀敬拜归给主。
To you be all the glory and worship.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.